came out, their album Combat Rot. Sorry. That wasn't Freudian. 1982 was when it came out. It made it to number 45 in the Billboard Hot 100 here. But their home country, England, it made it to number one 10 years later. I don't know what they were doing in the middle there. Here's an old interview with Mick Jones about it.
It's a pretty strange situation because the record company wanted to release it, and it was released and sort of went to number one in this country. I don't know, it's pretty nice to have a number one, but the problem was, I think it was probably about 8 years too late because the group had already split up. I mean, probably helped us out a lot more if it had been a hit while we were still together.
Yeah, that would have helped. You know, Sammy Hagar was talking about COVID-19, and he said he'd rather personally get sick and even die from touring, because we have to save the world and this country from this economic thing that's going to kill more people in the long run. Everybody went, whoa. And now he's walking it back a bit. Yeah, backpedaling. He says, I did that interview a month and a half ago when we were already several weeks into the stay at home, which my family and I took very seriously. Things starting to look up. The curve was beginning to flatten. Things change very fast now, and I need to clarify and put a few things into context. Maybe like you don't want to die touring. He says he was cautiously optimistic. Not too soon. I don't want to make sure it's not escalating when it's declining and seems to be going away. It's about getting back to work in a safe and responsible way and getting this economy rolling again. I'll do my blah, 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 blah. You got to watch what you say, dude, because people will hold you to it.